chronologically speaking, the immediately preceding noise, the noise does not, in fact, belong in this position. It has not been heard by Ford Prefect or Zaphod Beeblebrox, and neither have they witnessed the event that caused it. It is included at this moment partly to point up certain causal relationships between events past and events to come, and partly to create a sense of mystery and wonder, A, as to what it could possibly be, B, as to the nature of these past and future events, and C, as to whether these alleged causal relationships will become important, or indeed apparent. For the moment, suffice it to say that the event has taken place, and that Arthur Dent will very soon encounter one of its consequences. This is the sound of him emerging from the tunnel.
How did you manage that? You got here minutes ahead of me. And with an imaginary broken arm.
Well, that's the whole point. You always overcompensate for your disabilities. I'm thinking of having my whole body surgically removed. Right, crisis over. I've turned off our pursuers.
What? Oh, yes, good. Well, look, tell me.
Lintilla!
Yes, you told me your name, thanks. The point is...
Lintilla, where have you been? You've been hours.
Who's this?
I ran into some foot soldiers and had to stay hidden. I found this.
Who is it?
He says his name's Arthur. But I think he's harmless. He can help us dig.
Excuse me, who is this?
This is Lintilla.
But I thought you...
Where's Lintilla?
Who?
Over there at the workface. Most extraordinary thing has happened.
Yes, very probably,
Hello?
But why...
Is that you, Lintilla?
Excuse me, can I get a word in edgeways?
What do you want?
Why are the three of you?
Why is there any one of you?
Could I have notice of that question?
It's very strange. We were making hardly any progress at all without the drill. Then just when I turned my back, there was an extraordinary noise.
What sort of noise?
A sort of... noise. When I looked back, a whole shaft had opened up.
Really?
Really?
It's exposed all the archaeological seams. We're almost home and dry.
But that's impossible.
Well, I don't know about impossible. It's very improbable.
But why are you all exactly the same as each other?
Well, you're exactly the same as yourself, aren't you?
This is true.
Well then.
But unhelpful.
We're clones.
Ah, clones. I've heard of that. You mean there was one of you to begin with, and then exact copies were made, and now there are three of you?
Yes,
except that there are now nearly 578,000 million of us.
Hmm?
It's all right, the others aren't here at the moment. Can we get on with the work?
That's rather a lot, isn't it?